Good morning, and we welcome back to the program Paul Ketchum with Batesville Kiwanis. Good morning to you, Paul.
Tom, good morning. How are you today?
I'm fantastic, and I trust you are the same.
I'm doing fantastic as well. Thank you.
That's great to hear. Of course, this is that time of year when activities really kick in for the Batesville Kiwanis, in particular the downtown carnival coming up in the merry month of May.
Yeah, we love our spring carnival. It's a fun kind of an institutionalized event every May, early May. So we're looking forward to the dates of May 9th, 10th, and 11th. That's a Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. We're praying that the weather is beautiful and lots of people can come attend our carnival. The hours for the carnival of operation are on Thursday, May 9th from 5 to 10 p.m., Friday, May 10th from 5 to 10 p.m., and then on Saturday, May 11th from 1 to 9 p.m. Again, ticket prices for carnival bracelets are $20 on Thursday and Friday and $25 on Saturday. Again, that's unlimited rides when you purchase a ride bracelet. Lots of family fun and delicious carnival food.
All right, that's great. And, of course, also about the same time, we hope to address this with Batesville Main Street Director Amy Pretzer, that they have the Mainopoly is going on around the same time.
There is, so there's going to be a lot of activities for family that weekend. So Mainopoly's going along. You can drop the kids off, let them ride the rides. You can go around and visit business in town. But again, it's just the concept of bringing people to downtown Batesville for a lot of family fun. It's going to be a fantastic weekend for our community.
And as far as the, in addition to the fun, I imagine that there's a purpose behind the carnival.
Yeah, so everything we do, all funds that we raise, the K for in Kiwanis stands for kids, and we reinvest that money right back into our community. So it is that time of the year. You know, seniors are graduating from Batesville High School here in a couple weeks, and we are proud to give out two $1,000 scholarships for the Batesville Kiwanis Scholarship winners. We also give out a $2,000 scholarship for the Kiwanis Scholastic Awards. So right there is $4,000 in scholarship. And what we've done in partnership with the Ripley County Community Foundation, we've created an endowment. And the scholarship, the Scholastic Award, used to be housed with the JCs, and the JCs are no longer, that organization is no longer. And we thought, well, let's not repeat that. Let's create a nice pot of money held within the Ripley County Foundation, Community Foundation, that every year we can draw down from that money to fund the $2,000 scholarship and also fund the awards. All those Scholastic Award winners get a beautiful plaque or certificate. So our goal is to reach to, we're accumulating our dollars to get to $100,000. And we put in $10,000 every year, and the Ripley County Community Foundation matches that on the matching day. So over the course of the last 5 or 6 years, we're up to about $80,000. So we're getting really, really close to having that endowment of $100,000. And then that means forever there'll be a Scholastic Award sponsored by the Kiwanis, both this $2,000 scholarship and all the plaque and cost of having that event.
Yeah, and that's the key. That this is something I've talked to with Amy Streeter with the foundation, the fact that endowment means in perpetuity.
Yeah, exactly. So we hope the Kiwanis are here for a long time and we continue raising money. But just in case, our name will live on forever.
There you go. So again, that is the Batesville Kiwanis Downtown Carnival, May 9th, 10th, and 11th, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Anything else as far as the carnival is concerned, Paul, that you'd like to address?
No, I know we're going to talk about the golf outing too, but I think it's good for listeners just to understand how much community involvement the Kiwanis really do have. You know, we sponsor the Key Club. We sponsor the Kiwanis Student Leadership Academy, KSLA. They have that really fun Festival of Lights in the wintertime, another great community event. We sponsor the Indiana Boys State and Girls State there in Terre Haute. We have this annual soccer cookout. You know, the Youth Soccer League was started with the support of the Kiwanis a long time ago, so we're happy to continue that. We sponsor the BISK kids, the Cub Scouts. We do Christmas programming at both St. Andrews and the Waters. We help the city of Batesville sponsor the community prayer breakfast and also the Batesville Summer Food Program. So just a lot of great initiatives that all the money we raise, so all the dollars we raise at our spring carnival go right back into our community.
And you mentioned the prayer breakfast, Paul, and this is something that I've had the privilege to attend in the past. And when is that usually held?
That is the first Thursday in May. I think this date this year is May 2nd, and it's at the Knights of Columbus here in Batesville, Indiana.
Okay, so again, that'll be May 2nd at the Knights of Columbus, and always a great event and very well attended every year.
Absolutely, it's a fantastic event.
All right, and with that, we're going to go ahead and take a quick time out, and we'll continue our conversation with Paul Ketchum with the Batesville Kiwanis right after this.
Don't adjust your radio. The sound that you hear is your stomach. You're having trouble focusing. You can't recall your last meal. You're trapped in the hunger zone. The solution, Batesville To Go. Let To Go deliver a hot, fresh meal to your home or office whenever hunger strikes. To Go delivers the best food from local restaurants. Visit us online at togodelivers.com or call us at 812-727-8800. Batesville To Go. Big city convenience, small town taste.
And welcome back as we continue our chat with Paul Ketchum with the Batesville Kiwanis. And shifting gears, Paul, that same weekend is the downtown carnival. Again, the days are May 9th, 10th, and 11th. Also on that Saturday, you've got the 18th Annual Golf Classic. And what can you tell us about that?
Yeah, what a fun golf outing. The annual Kiwanis Golf Classic at North Branch on Saturday, May 11th. 8 a.m. shotgun start, $60 per person or $240 per team. That includes 18 holes, a cart, and lunch. And there's also prizes. A-flight winners, first place, gets the $240 back. A-flight second place gets $120. And what's fun about this is they divide it up, and there's also a B-flight winner, so you don't have to be the top scorer. You can also win your $240 back if you're first place in the B-flight, or second place gets $120 back. A lot of fun activities, such as the men and women's longest drive, longest putt, closest to the pin, and then, of course, split the pot, and lots of door prizes. So looking forward to that fun annual golf event on Saturday, May 11th. It helps the Batesville Kiwanis do all the things they do in our community.
And, Paul, if you could explain the A-flight and B-flight, please.
So that's great. So I don't know what the magic formula is, but there's a formula. Basically, if you come in, say, 10th place, if there are 20 teams and you come in 10th place, you would be first place in the B-flight. So you didn't shoot the lowest score, but you did shoot the lowest score based on where they make that cut score at. And so I've been – the only time I win any money, Tom, is when I'm in the B-flight. I never win the A-flight. So, again, it's just kind of a fun opportunity. If you didn't shoot 14 under, you shot 5 under, you still have an opportunity to win your money back. Kind of makes the game fun.
Indeed. And, of course, a gentleman who we've had here in the past talk about this is Denny Harmeyer. Of course, he's the man to speak as far as information is concerned. And you have a phone number for Denny or contact information?
He is. Dennis Harmeyer's phone number is 812-212-8165. And if you want to be a sponsor or have a door prize or you want to get a golf team in, reach out to Denny. And just fun fact, Denny is a charter member of Batesville Kiwanis, started in 1978. So he's one of the original Kiwanis members, and he's also our treasurer and just does a fantastic job in that role. And Tom, if I may, one more scholarship that we're involved with is that we've had a fantastic Phil Stevens and his wife Janie started the Kiwanis Achievement Scholarship, which is a first in family scholarship. It's a new scholarship, and with the recipient this year is going to receive over $6,000 in that first annual scholarship. We're excited about that partner. We're excited about people like Phil and Janie Stevens who just want to invest back in our community. So again, the Kiwanis, Phil and Janie, have an endowment, and the Kiwanis have added an additional $1,000 to bring that total to a $6,000. So again, all the money we raise at the carnival, all the money we raise at our golf outing, we reinvest right back in our community.
Yeah, and that's the bottom line, is the fact that have back into the community, scholarships and so forth, and so again, if you want more information about the Batesville Kiwanis 18th Annual Golf Classic, again, that'll be Saturday, May 11th at North Branch Golf Course, 8 o'clock shotgun start. And call Dennis Harmeyer. Again, his number is 812-212-8165. And again, Paul, if you could kind of drive home the point behind a lot of fun activities, but at the same time, a lot of purpose-driven activities and things of that nature, fundraisers.
We have a lot of fantastic civic groups in Batesville who reinvest in the community. The Kiwanis are just one of those. But again, I'm proud to be a part of this group because I see the impact it has on our children. So I'm thankful for the opportunity to serve the Kiwanis, and I'm thankful for everyone who participates in the Kiwanis, in the carnival, and the golf outing. So I appreciate the time on WRBI today, Tom.
Well, thank you for coming in this morning, Paul. Anything else, any last parting words before we let you get back to your day?
Obviously, in my role, I'm going to have to say go Bulldogs.
All right. Well, Paul Ketchum with the Batesville Kiwanis. As always, we appreciate your time. Stay well, and look forward to speaking with you again real soon.
Thank you so much, Tom.